hello, sweetheart. No, I'm not going to deny you. And I just want to tell you that you are very, very, very lucky. I was talking to this girl who's 17 and who fell in love with someone who's 27, and it's a mess. And I told her that at the age of 17, you have a lot to explore. So many things to see and so many things to experience. And it's as though she just put an end to her life. Now, in your case, you're telling me that you're 22 and you have been in a relationship since 6 years. It started in high school. Now, the first problem that you pointed out, that he is younger by 6 months, this is not a problem. This means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. 6 months doesn't mean anything. But the main problems that I could see here, number one, you grew up. You are not the same person who was in love with this guy 6 years ago. You grew up. And you opened your eyes and you looked at him and you could not visualize your life with him. So that's the first problem. Forget about the age. I'm not even going to talk about it. The second problem is that you got attracted to another man. Now, I want you to be thankful that you are not already married. And this is what I keep telling girls. Do not get married to the first love. Do not get married and do not commit to the first person you feel attracted to. There are a lot of people out there that you will meet, and you will grow, and you will change, and your character will change, and your needs and your priorities, everything will change. Now, in your case, you're saying that your parents are refusing for you to end this engagement. No, I'm sorry, excuse me. I want you to end this engagement. And I'm going to tell you right now why it has to end. Okay, now you're saying that you're trying to imagine the two of you in one home, and you say, I can't. I am seeing that he won't respect me, he will hit me, and I know very well that he couldn't be responsible for our family. Now, if you know this now, why would you want to get married to this person? And why don't you tell your family that yes, he was your choice and you made a mistake? It's not the end of the world. And if you need me to speak to anyone from your family, I am more than willing to do this. I am serious. Right now, no harm is done. You did not waste 6 years of your life. You learned. You grew. You made a choice. It turned out to be a wrong choice. You can still save the day. So this is the first part. Now, as for the other guy that you're attracted to, I want you to know that every time you are with a man, something will be missing. And every time you are with a man and something is missing, there will be another man. And the other man will show you something that you need. And you have to find inside of you the strength to decide what is it that you need and what is it that you want. There is this law. It's called 80-20. And it says, in a good relationship, most of the time you have 80% of the things that you need. And there are 20% things that are missing. And then you will meet a person who will offer you those 20%. But because we're human and we have this ungrateful part in our nature, you would be more than willing to give up the 80% for the 20%. And you would only realize what you lost and what you miss when the 80% is gone. I want you to think about this, because a lot of people make this mistake. This other guy is a contrast to what you have now. It doesn't mean that he's perfect. It doesn't mean that he is a real relationship. It doesn't mean that the two of you will be together. He just walked into your life for one purpose, and that is showing you that the sea is full of fish, and that you do not have to settle for someone like your current fiancé. want you to listen to this message several times. Think about it. And if you need me to talk to your family, I'll do it.